When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Matt Lieb.
And I'm Vince Mancini.
And I'm Brent Flyberg.
And this is an announcement from Pod Yourself
a gun.
Hi. So first of all, thank you guys all so much for listening to this podcast. We love you all very much. As you've noticed, this is not the next episode of The Sopranos. This is, in fact, a compilation of all of the Bada B stories from season 6A, and we wanted to present that to you together because, you know, we love you.
We're a family.
Mm-hmm. Family who loves you.
Mm-hmm. It's like Olive Garden in here.
It is. It is unlimited salad and bread dicks. But also to let you guys know that in let's say a couple of weeks, we are going to be doing another Pod Yourself a Gun mailbag episode. Yay.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll read things that you say.
Exactly. Most
Can
of
you
them.
Believe it?
Yeah. As long as the things you say are good and not racist. But so this is just a reminder to please get in all of your questions, comments, concerns. Send emails to frotcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail. Vince, what is the Google voice number?
415-275-0030.
So yes, please get in all your questions, get in all your voicemails, and you know, if you are obviously a Patreon subscriber, you will of course have priority questions and shit. So make sure to say, you know, that you are in your voicemail or email so that we know. And yeah, anyways, hey everyone, enjoy the Bada B stories of season... Oh,
sorry.
Enjoy the Bada B stories of season 6A. And, you know, bye.
10 minutes, Uncle Joe.
Who's down here?
Artie Shaw. 10 minutes.
Go anywhere.
I'm not. I'm right here.
Comes a rainstorm. Put your rubbers on your feet.
You got any wine?
Got sod, Malanga.
Babadook. Tony is finally shot by his Uncle June Gabagoo. Junior, he hides all those ghosts in the closet. Gabagoo. Tony should have put him into a nursing home. Gabagoo. Tony goes right up and passes out. Leaves a pot of water boiling out. This is the end of Tony Soprano. Dream of Gabagoo, dream of Gabagoo. Tony goes right up and passes out. Leaves a pot of water boiling out. This is the end of Tony Soprano. Dream of Gabagoo, dream of Gabagoo, dream of Gabagoo. Dream of Gabagoo, go, go. Dream of Gabagoo, go, go. Dream of Gabagoo, go, go. Dream of Gabagoo.
This song was playing in your car that entire weekend.
It used to get me so hot down there. I can feel it right now just thinking about it.
Not Anthony Soprano. He's not the boss of New Jersey. He's not the criminal that I know. He sells military tech or something. He's at a bar in Costa Mesa. He's losing his photo ID. And now he's gone and switched his briefcase with a guy named Kevin Finnerty. He's going down. He's filled with tips. He looks around. Who am I? Where am I going? He's Soprano in the ICU. The doctor says it's looking dire. Tells them to talk to Tony more. Carmela plays Tony some music, and then she proceeds to talk like a whore. Vito is competing with Bobby. Polly's competing with him. Polly buys Tony a boombox. Chrissy says don't buy a boombox. Chrissy buys a boombox. He's going down. Yeah, he's going south. He's going down. Two monks slapped him in the mouth. He's Soprano in the ICU. Yes. Yeah, play that shit, you fucking idiot. Yeah, I'm making my pussy hella wet. Ooh, mommy, my pussy. Go suck my dick, yeah, why don't you? Yes, itch. Why don't you just suck on my whole dick? Yeah, bitch, motherfucker. Lick it, lick, love, love, love my bum bum. Soprano in the ICU. Yeah, bitch, this is L.A. Matt. Flap, flap, flap in that ass with that gat. Me and John Mayer gonna have some fun. And then when he and I both get done, we're gonna lump some bum. We're gonna eat some cum. We're gonna get some STDs. It'll be great. We're gonna get gonorrhea. Gonna get other ones like syphilis. That's the clap, clap, clap.
clap, clap in that ass with that clap. I also got other diseases I could list. I got fucking herpes, bitch. Suck my dick, yes.
I felt it hit, T. I felt it right here.
Will you please shut up in there?
God damn it!
Shut up! Shut up in there!
So I said to Ma.
The fuck?
Show me that gabagool. Episode 603 of The Sopranos. AJ flunked out of school. Silvio's filling Tony's shoes. Oh, as long as he's in a coma, Polly and Vito gotta pay Carmela and Chrissy. He fought JT, the unlucky scandler. He made some red cleaver. Tony's still in purgatory.
Excuse me.
Hi.
You're a friend of Anthony's. I was just about to visit him. How's he doing?
He's in a lot better shape than those fucking nuns you got up there.
Don't put on that face. It don't make me weak. Keep your eyes to yourself, you sexy freak. Nah, I like it better. Keep your eyes to yourself, bitch. I'm on a murder streak.
Word.
Kind of wanna ask, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fire.
You're writing a song, huh? Are you a rap star my son would know?
Deluxe gonna produce my album. Then he gets shot. Make him gangster number one. It's like he losing focus on my shit.
My son says he's more popular than ever cause of it.
What I know is I ain't gonna have no major release this year.
I've been in a coma, start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful with my crime family. Don't post up a quote calling me self-pitying. Trying to get this nurse to give me some more morphine. Tony almost died and now he's pissy.
Yeah.
Shot by Uncle Junior, but he still blames Bobby. Rap the name Deluxe, got shot like 50.
50 Cent.
Bobby has a plan to help out his underling. Bob's plan. Bob's plan. Bobby watch and Marvin rap.
Yup.
Calls his shot up friend X-Lax.
Brat, brat.
Says he'll gladly bust a cap
in his butt.
Might go down as B.O.B.
Bacala.
Shot him in the left butt cheek.
In his butt again.
Only costing 7 G's.
That cheek.
And still. Bad things. There's a lot of bad things in the B story. B by the B. Too many stories. Yeah, too many things. Bad things. There's a lot of bad things in the B story. B, too many, too many, too many B stories.
Yeah.
Aye. Somewhere in the nunnery, Aunt Dottie's telling Polly, your mama is your aunt and your auntie's your mommy. What the fuck? How long Nucci been lying on me? Who is Russ? Is he that old guy from the party? Now back to Tony. Watch a boxing on satellite TV, dog. Something vague about Jason Baroni. Seeking restitution from EMTs. Bob's plan. Bob's plan.
Bob Brewster.
There goes Aaron Arcaway.
He is risen.
Pastor says, now let us pray.
Abortion.
Claims that dinosaurs are fake.
Got cool.
Might go down as B-A-D.
It's bad.
Can't list every B story.
B plus.
But at least it's still funny.
Entertaining show.
And still. bad things. There's a lot of bad things in the B story. B, too many, but a B stories. Yep, it's true. Bad things. There's a lot of bad things in the B story. B, too many stories. Lots of butter B stories, bitch. Suck my dick. Here's the thing about the song. It's not really very long. I'm just going off the dome. My browser is Google Chrome. I let bitches on my dick. They can't also eat my shit. It is fun, I lick the clit. I enjoy some L-U-M. L-U-M, bum. Sucking on my thumb. Fucking on my dick, and my dick makes me cum. Flap, flap, flap. A bird bat named L.A. Matt, who... Oh, come on. Well, that bird bat part's going to be confusing if you've never listened to the Farcast.
My estimation of John Sacrimony as a man just fucking plummeted.
Give him a break, will you? It's an emotional day.
To cry like a woman? It's a fucking disgrace.
His fucking coach turned into a pumpkin.
Well, even Cinderella didn't cry.
Look, when it comes to daughters, all bets are off. I've seen tougher guys than John cry at weddings.
Well, let me ask you this. If they can make him cry, and if he's that weak, what the fuck else can they make him do?
I gotta agree with Phil, though.
Oh, you do you?
Terrible out there, huh? Poor guy.
He's an emotional man. He loves his daughter.
Season 6 of Sopranos, it's a wedding episode. A judge allows Zach to go free, to see Allegra get married. But right as she's about to leave, the feds take Johnny early.
You lied to me.
The judge said I had till 10:40.
You lied to me.
Johnny tried.
You lied to me.
In front of my family, the feds arrest me. Of his new employee, Vito finally gets caught for all the nasty things he's done. Tries to say it was a joke, but then he goes home and grabs his gun.
You lied to me.
All of those times you claim that you like girls.
You lied to me.
But you did it.
You lied to me.
All of those times you said you love Marie.
About that fat dick.
You lied to me.
Vincent Mancini has a little dick.
You lied to me.
It's so small.
You lied to me.
You could fit the whole thing into my dick.
You lied to me.
That is dick inside of.
Return of the sun.
I would like
return
it.
Return of the sun.
sketchfest.com. Get your tickets now before they sell out. I hope it sells out. We're gonna do like a live song. We're gonna talk about, well, that is to be decided, but you'll see. And it'll be fun. And yeah, you know, it'll be a good time. Give us 5 stars in a review on the iTunes store. Tell your friends about the show. That'd be sick. Man, this track goes on for a while. Here we go.
You gonna kiss this guy on both cheeks?
They were gonna meet it out themselves.
Well, let's take this in the back.
Before we know, this fucking Shaw guy's got a hard-on for Vito. Actually, I had him pegged the whole time. But the guys that work for me are asking for head. His head. What the fuck?
Friend of ours alone in Jersey, and he became promoted to Capo Regime. And love remained a secret that he had to keep. But did you know Finn saw him blow a guy in a parked car, and now he's saying what he's seen. Donate. You prepared to do a kiss on both cheeks from the gay. Ooh, Vito's metaphor, he has no choice but to run away. Now that you know that it's true, you eat up a cool Vito's gay. Doing slurs in front of Melfi Bay. But did you know, T-Soprano, your friends allow gay stuff in jail, which makes you hypocrites. Tony, are you prepared to lose your highest earner, cause he's gay? Ooh, Maury Walnuts, Coast Patsy, Parisi of Long Bay. Now that you know that it's true, eat up a cool Vito's Shrink can tell you so much he can say. She remains a doctor, a liberal, a pain. To me, she's like those girls addicted to true crime podcasts. Don't you know that it's not healthy, babe? But you should go to the podcast store and write us a review and give this podcast 5 whole stars. Baby, I compel you to give us 5 stars and a review. Ooh, the more reviews we get, the more I can sing about Gabagool. Now that Vito's a puggle, I might get canceled for this song. Yes, I compel you to give us 5 stars and a review.
Everyone, Matt Lieb here. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? Not like around, you know, the block or whatnot. I'm not saying have you seen, run into him at your local grocery store. I'm saying, have you seen what his body looks like? He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. And what's even more shocking is he somehow looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one actually tastes like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Since I started drinking Morning Kick, and yes, I have started drinking it. Why? Because they sent me some. And honestly, I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, my body looks leaner, and I have energy all day. I feel younger, even though I am a young man. I feel even younger, bro. Like, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm someone who is obsessed with gut health, all right? You know, I drink kombucha. I like a probiotic drink. I do all sorts of things to make sure that my gut is healthy. And I'll tell you, this is actually great for your gut. And it actually tastes good, which is not something you can say about kombucha. Let's be honest. And another thing I loved about it, easy to prepare. I love that it's just something you just mix with water and stir. I didn't have to, like, you know, learn to make a culture from a SCOBY or whatever. Like, I just had to buy some Morning Kick, mix it with water, stir it, drink it down. And it tasted great. So if you want something that tastes good, makes your digestion feel smoother, and make your body look leaner and give you more energy, try Morning Kick. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/podyourself for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/podyourself today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sure, we break some balls here tonight, but I go way back. And in light of recent humiliations, it's an honor to be joined by men. And not faggot-ass, cornhole and cucks, faggot. He should fucking married my cousin.
Logline. The ring meets the godfather. Wise guy, murdered, I guess you could say, seeks revenge on the man who ordered it. You would play that man.
Betty, it's Ben. How are you?
What on earth are you doing out here?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, luxury lounge. Is this all free? 'Cause you don't need it. I wanna meet Ben Kingsley. He seemed like a nice fella. Yeah, he should talk to a guitar solo. I like to play a little singy song with me blokes. And he's a great boy. David Beckham fish and chips. So Benny always takes what he wants. Steals some MX, screws the hostess. He kicks up to Tony. He screws with Archie. Another guitar solo? How many guitar solos happen in this song? There's too many! These guys are real punks! Is this the HBO? Or is that Lauren Bacola? And is Vito HOMO? I thought it was the Sopranos!
Fuck.
Piece of dog shit! Little crazy motherfucking meatball dog shit! Crazy meatball motherfucking crazy meatball crazy meatball piece of dog shit! Dog shit! Meatball dog shit! Meatball 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 meatball.
I can see you staring, honey, creeping on my fireman buddies, treating everyone in this town like a fool. I can feel you aching, Vito, like a fat Dago Wop Guido, hungry for much more than some gabagool. I think I've seen this show before, and I didn't like the ending. You're not in Jersey anymore, so why are you defensive now? You're in my town, living in exile, hiding now. I think I've seen this queen before.
I can see you built and brawny, dreaming of Fanuke and Johnny. Got me craving more than your Johnny cakes. You leaned in and tried to kiss me. I hit you and then you hit me. I pretended so long, I don't know when it's safe. I think I've seen this show before, and I didn't like the ending. I'm scared of Philly Otardo, and I know he's trying to kill me now. He's he's in my town, both on the down low, no way out. I've never lived this free before, so I'm stepping out the closet door.
So step right out. There is no amount of light can take from all this time. You always have to live that lie. You even had a fake
good one.
You're really gonna do it.
I did so many
all this time. You slept with girls but thought of
I
guys.
I didn't even sleep with
you
girls.
You left your wife and kids home crying.
I left my wife and kids home crying.
You blew a guy at a construction site.
When you hold your knife with your blade facing your opponent, you got a lot better control. Plus, you protect the forearm.
Nah. If you got the tip pointing at him, you get more distance.
You could swipe his abdomen and fucking gut him.
See, that's stupid. I mean, look how your range of motion is limited. It's so easy for him to step back, grab your fucking arm, take your knife away.
Could someone please check us out?
It's just one of those days!
You hear? Goddamn juice place moving in here. What juice?
Tony and Chris riding somewhere, jacking bikers, top shelf wine. Both of them gloat and laughing, Chris relapsing on some H alone. He's once again stoned, recovery blown. Chris buys a home. Me and Tone have memories like the time he killed my girlfriend for snitching. Polly Walnuts is tanning, party planning, St. Al's Ears feast. Polly's doctors won't answer if he has cancer. Sees his mom at home. She tells him at home. He grumbles and groans. They're at Green Grove. Me and Ma have memories longer than the gray wings running through my hair. Vince's mom eats the poo-poo, his dad does too, they drink cum. Vince will cry when his mother sucks my boner. Now I'm Vince.
Max's new dad. My name's L.A. Matt. In that ass with that cat. Flap, 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 flap.
This fucking day is halfway gone. 11:30. Has to be. Look at the angle of the sun.
Maybe even a quarter to 12.
Okay. Look.
Fuck me!
When are you gonna come out? Where are you going to land? You should have stayed with Jimbo. You should have learned to work with your hands.
Vito gonna stay there forever.
You think he was looking for you? He's not a present for some boys to open after he's made them a plate of gumbo. So goodbye, Mellow Dark Fort, where the fire department is gay. Decided my future lies beyond Jimbo's fire. Fire. What do you think you'll do now as you're speeding down the highway? It'll take you a moment of vodka and crying to get you to murder again.
Maybe you'll get some protection.
Maybe your crew will accept you. As long as Philly Leotardo doesn't get his hands on you, Bob. Finally decided my future lies beyond Jimbo's fire.
Fire. Fire.
Fire. Okay, listen up, kids. You can't tell anyone, even your friends at school, that Daddy's home for a little while.
Are you gonna have to go back to Afghanistan?
CIA doesn't tell you where to send you next.
Is it dangerous to be a spy?
Not as long as nobody knows who you are.
Follow him home.
to a fucking motel up the road. Now here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes, swallowing some vitamins that I stole from the Soprano. Then I called some friends of ours, said Vito's down that way. Looked at myself in the mirror, said I guess today's the day. Vito is at a payphone, talking to who knows who. I watch him with some give up as we stake out Vito's fucking room. Quiet, hurry up and get in the closet. Philly won't make a sound, cause this shit is going down. Why don't we just shoot him? That's what we usually do. Yes, except we only have a pool cue. Shit think, put me in the closet. Now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how is Jersey gonna respond when they figure this shit out. And Vito's still there on the phone, and I'm just sitting there in his room. He hangs up with a smile on his face, waddling over to his doom. He's thinking about how he told his wife that he's not gay, he has high blood pressure. Telling you right now that you're gonna score Lee, he deserves an Oscar. Goombas sneak up behind Vito and they proceed to fuck his shit up. Philly's still in the closet and he's like, what the fuck is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but the song still has a few minutes left. I didn't write enough lyrics and now I'm just going off the top of my head. We try my best every week to write a brand new fucking song, but I can't always do it, and sometimes things just go on for too long. The Goombas bust through the door with poor Vito, and then they duct tape his mouth. What are you doing here? Why couldn't you just fucking stay down south? Crying and begging, looking at the door. They says it was just my medication, and they say, bitch, say no more. The sick slurs to him, and I'm biting my nails. I'm waiting for my moment, but this death will be dramatic. I'm thinking of Johnny and Dartford, New Hampshire. I'm thinking about Tony. I pull out my fucking penis. Goombas look at the closet. We don't look at the closet. Billy's still in the closet. Now he's opening the closet.
Not my best work.
For sake.
What?
Where I live. You asked?
Right.
Why are you asking that? You gonna come over? Take me on a date?
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a son, Hector. He's 3.
Oh, that's cool.
You gonna call me, right?
Hey, there's only 6 numbers.
I left the last one off. You wanna find me, you're gonna have to work for it.
Story, eh? AJ's like, hey, what's up, hello? I seen your pretty ass pushing my wheelbarrow. Nice to meet you, Blanca, I'm AJ Soprano. I just wanna chill and give you my W4. That's a text withholding, it's a real important form. She's my drag queen, hope she's Catholic, yo. She's at the bar and I can tell that she's alone. Sits next to me and gives me digits to her phone. Only 6 numbers, says I gotta work for it. Man, I swear I love her, will she let me hit though? Puerto Rican kids yell outside her window. I go downstairs, give those kids my bicycle.
I'm in love with Blanca and I'm never letting go. I get a ride from my baby. I be eating gabagool inside with my baby Blanca. And I don't mind, she's got a baby. I hope she don't expect me to provide for that baby. Baby.
Hope my dad can buy me a new bike, I'm a baby.
And I got time for my baby. Hope my daddy fix my fucking ride. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello?
With my trap queen, my name is Anthony Soprano, 6A finale. Next season is 6B. Carlo is catching a guy's head and kicking it inside the drain. Billy walks through the wire room, it explodes in front of him. Chrissy has a new side hoe, tells the boys it's a black girl with a pregnant wife at home, says a man has his needs though. But what Tony does not know, Chrissy's lying, cause he's actually fucking Juliana though. And Chrissy says her name's Kaisha. But Chrissy rides with his baby. Tells his crew a nitty bitty lie about his baby. And he gets high with his baby. Relapses on heroin. up in that ass with my motherfucking dad. You're a little pig and you're eating all the slop. You like to put your nose into the fucking prop. You eat yum 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 yum. You like to eat my butt, sucking on my dick and eating all my nut. Everybody piggy, little fat piggy, roll you in the dirt and eat all of your skin. I wanna eat all the piggies, yum yum yum. I'm gonna make eat all the ribbies, yummy ribs. I'm gonna rip 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 piggies, yum yum yum. I eat you, eat you, eat you, eat eat you.
I don't know why the track does this now. Well, anyways, I hope everyone had a.
And I gotta eat all the piggies. Yum, 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 yum. Eat all the ribbies. Yummy ribs, bitch. Gonna eat all your ribs and the pig's feet, too. I'm gonna eat all your ears. Then I'm gonna go and I'ma eat all your fears. And then all I'm gonna do is drink your tears. And then everything else, I'll eat your rear. Lum, 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 eat the bum. Motherfucker, make me come, bitch. Suck my dick, eat my butt. Everybody likes Sopranos. Sucking dick is fun, everybody knows. I got a gun. I don't know why. Find yourself a gun. There it is. This track is longer, I think, than the original. Well, what a season we've had, you guys. So much fun has happened. You know, we've had good times, we've had bad times, we've had times that suck. But we've had good times, mostly. Except for the, you know, the bad times. You know what I'm saying? My name is Ellen Matt. My name is Ellen Matt, bitch.
I don't know. All right, see you next season.
An entire room full of writers, and you did nothing!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.